I'm Steve Junker with the Fishing News. I'm speaking with Andy Nebreski at On the Water magazine. Andy, one of the things you love to do, I know, is go crabbing. I think a lot of people are surprised to hear that crabbing is a thing around Cape Cod, the Chesapeake Bay and New Jersey, yes, but here. So I want to ask you about this. We're talking about the same kind of crab as in the Chesapeake, right?
Sure, absolutely. It's the blue crab. Sometimes they're called blue claws because they have the bright blue claws on them. And their range pretty much ends at the southern side of Cape Cod. But just because this is the top of the range, it doesn't mean they're not abundant. There's certainly a lot of them around in the bays and estuaries on the southern-facing side of Cape Cod.
Explain for us how you go crabbing, when and where, and what are you taking with you?
Yeah, sure. There's basically two different techniques. If you're out a boat during the day, the crabs tend to kind of hunker down in the mud and the muck. One way you can catch them during the day is it's called the chicken wing method. And you simply take a piece of chicken, you know, any kind of piece will work. You tie it to a long piece of white string. You pitch it out there, and you tie it to a stick. And you simply just wait until you see the string start to wiggle. That means you get a crab chomping on it. And you slowly pull it in, and you bag them with a net.
And this you're doing from a dock?
Yeah, you can do this from docks, from piers, some beaches, pretty much anywhere. You're not going to find them so much in the open ocean, more in the bays and the estuaries and the harbors.
Okay, and what's your second method?
My preferred technique is I go out after the sun goes down. And if you've never been out in one of the estuaries at night, it's a pretty wild place. Kind of the whole ecosystem comes to life at night. And the blue crabs especially are much more active. They're out hunting and scurrying around. So I like to go out on a night with a low tide. It just makes it easier to find them. And you want to get the biggest, baddest, brightest flashlight you can find, and you know, really something that'll light up the water real well. And you want to just kind of cruise around the edge of the banks with a big dip net. You want something that's, you know, at least 6 feet long. And you just kind of cruise around until you spot one on the bottom. And when you hit them with a light, they have the deer in the headlights effect. And they kind of turtle right up and put their claws up. If you're lucky, you go in and scoop them right up.
How long does it take you to go out and gather a good dinner's worth of crabs?
Well, the one-day recreational limit is 25 crabs. And if you get a good spot, and, you know, it's always better if you have somebody else working with you. Two guys will catch more crabs than just one person because you can kind of use teamwork and corral them and both net them together. And within a couple of hours, you shouldn't have a problem getting, you know, at least 20 or so legal-sized crabs.
Well, what is the legal size?
It's 5 inches, and the way you measure a blue crab is on either side of its shell, they come to kind of a sharp point, and they need to measure at least 5 inches across the width of the top shell.
And blue crabs, they're good eating.
Absolutely. I personally find them better taste than lobster, although it's certainly a lot more work to get all the meat out of them because they're smaller. But they're delicious. You steam them up the same way you would steam lobsters and eat them with some butter, and they're about as good as it gets.
I want to round up the fishing action, too. What have you been hearing for fishing around the Cape and the Islands?
Yeah, the fishing's it's going pretty strong. The striped bass fishing is slow on the south side of the Cape, but it's holding up pretty well, especially around Provincetown and Chatham. On the southern side, sea bass fishing is slowing down, although there's still plenty of fish to be out there. The fluke fishing is the one thing that's kind of been off. A lot of guys aren't having a good year. They are getting some decent fish pretty far off in Nantucket in the shoals out there. And kind of the big exciting news on the offshore scene is the bluefin tuna have sort of showed up in force. And the area south of Martha's Vineyard, generally referred to as the dump, it's about 30 miles south of the vineyard. That area is really lit up in the past couple of weeks. A lot of bluefin tunas as well as some yellowfin in the mix.
For more on fishing the Cape and the Islands, check out the fishing forecast at onthewater.com. Andy Nebreski, thanks a lot.
Thanks for having me, Steve.
For WCAI's The Fishing News, I'm Steve Junker.